The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect that of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And we are back here on Analyze This, hour number two. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in Paradise, and I want to thank Ms. Zuleem Malik. Make sure I read this correctly. A licensed marriage and family therapist here in the Virgin Islands. Hour number one was stimulating, woke me up. So I'm good. But then I got a shock. I got a shock about 4 or 5 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? Because the Labor Department, we've actually fallen in love. You know, we were talking about love earlier with Ms. Lake, but the Labor Department has fallen in love with Analyze This. So, you know, love is a beautiful thing. They've made themselves, I think they've been here like every month for like the last 4 or 5 months. So we're doing something right. So this love affair, for as long as it lasts, we're going to make sure that it lasts. It's good while it's lasting. And then I see Emmanuel Akin in my studio. So I say, wait, I was told I got a Labor Department, but I know that he is a DMV or BMV, right? BMV or DMV?
BMV.
A BMV aficionado. So I said, wait, I got a rag agency. Yeah, this, but nobody tell me Kevin Dixon. Okay, now, good to see you, man.
I'm doing good.
Get close to the mic, man.
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good to see you, Mr. Soriel Baptist Church, Mr. UVI, Mr. BMV. Now he's Mr. Labor, man.
Yes.
Wow.
First and foremost.
Well, good to see you. And of course, you know, we got Miss LeBron here. Introduce yourself, young lady.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on Analyze This. We come here every month because we know numbers never lie.
That's right. That's right. They may not tell the whole story,
exactly.
But they never lie. That's right.
So this is the best place for us to talk about our data and a lot of our resources that we have to share with the technology.
That's right. And then, you know, when she comes on the air, she speaks American. You know, when we talk, you know, we talk to Cruz and Twang when we talk, but on the air, she has to sound corporate, and we like that. Astia, right? That's the version?
Yes, Astia.
Astia, LeBron.
You can say my name in Cruzian, though.
Miss LeBron. first of all, thank you to the Labor Department for coming on, because, you know, we like data and all that stuff, and I give a shout out to my data mom, Miss Professor Joanne Luciano there at UVA. And, Labor has a responsibility as it relates to data.
Yes, we do.
Compiling statistics and all that. So let me ask you, Ms. LeBron, how did you extract, you know, there's this terminology, right? Mm-hmm. There was a doctor, a fight doctor. His name was Ferdy Pacheco. And he had a running feud with Don King. You know Don King with that big Afro degree here, right?
Godfather of boxing.
That's right. And Ferdy Pacheco was Muhammad Ali's doctor. And but he knew that Don King, you know, he's a hype man. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So they had a running feud because with the Muhammad Ali thing. And he said, Don King has a neurological disorder that cannot be excised. So I was like, wait, excise? I know excise to be taxes. Right? But excise is actually how you extract. So I'm asking this question, how did you excise Kevin Dixon from BMV to get him up in Labor?
Well, I'm so happy you said that. Because, you know, in order to extract or excise something, mm-hmm. you have to apply anesthetics to the area.
Right.
You have
right.
to make sure that you do all the prep so that when you go with that quick takeout, you know?
With the tweezers and all that stuff and you pulling it out.
There's not too much of a disturbance. Yeah. So the good thing about having Kevin on our team, Dr. Dixon, is he's someone that is a young person himself. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he comes with the maturity and the expertise that we need to market our programs and also to connect with youth. One of the best things that I've been able to do...
Well, since you went there, his actual title at the Department of Labor is?
He is... I thought you said that.
No, I said I was just, I'm still stunned that he's actually here.
Yeah, so let's remind folks, he is at the Department of Labor, mm-hmm. no longer at BMV. Mm-hmm. Sorry, he's not there. Mm-hmm. He is our youth coordinator territory-wide.
Wow. Congratulations, right? Young Dr. Dixon.
Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And recent PhD graduate, or has it been some years?
So I got my degree in November.
Awesome. And he's...
From where?
From Liberty University.
What's the name of it?
Liberty University.
Liberty. Yeah. Okay, cool. Jerry Falwell then?
Yeah.
No, man. I'm not knocking it. No, degree's a degree.
Yeah.
2 + 2 = 4, regardless of what university you went to, Harvard or UVA, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank
Liberty.
You.
Yeah. Online, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Remote, okay. Congrats.
And we also have three high-level achieving academians in the Department of Labor. So, of course, our assistant commissioner is Esquired. So
that's right.
That's PhD
right.
in law.
Yeah, that's my son. We have Hendrickson, Christensen Hendrickson, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
We have our Dr. Willie, Dr. Erica Willie. She also has a PhD. She also has a master's in public administration. And now we have Dr. Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
So the Department of Labor is an example as to what we do with millennials in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah,
we push them to the limit.
Yeah, man,
I'm happy to announce that in addition to some employment security updates, which we'll give you as well, we want to talk about the launching of our summer programs and also the reestablishment and stabilization of our work, learn, earn, and learn program. Man, that earn and the learn, we have to get a nice song for that. Mm-hmm. But those programs are really to help address the, I don't want to say the issues, but the day-to-day nature of being a youth in the Virgin Islands and being a youth in general during COVID-19 and post-Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
It's very challenging for us to communicate how important our providers are to our summer youth. So I'm going to let Mr. Dixon go ahead and talk about some of his journey in recruiting. He can tell us about the numbers as far as how many employers we were able to provide provide a summer youth work experience. And we can also talk about how we're able to increase the amount of youth that we serve due to the deficit that happened during COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, Mr. Dixon.
No. Go ahead, Dr. Dixon.
Excuse me. Dr. Dixon, before I get my licks from Mr. James.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be a part of the team at Labor. This is a full circle moment for me. I actually was a Lyft intern in 2013.
Okay.
So really being back there and being a part of the initiatives to really impact our youth, I'm really excited about that.
Graduated from high school what year?
In 2009.
2009?
Yeah.
So let me do that math. 18 and... So you're making 30, 29, 30 this year then?
I'm making 30 this year.
Yeah, man. That's good. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Serious, man. But enough with the modesty and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, seriously, you just start flexing and you own your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Before we get into labor, let's talk a little bit about the good doctor, you know, since he's making a house call here in Adelaide. This. You were considered like a heart vessel at UVA. You had a love affair with UVA. Tell the people about that love affair with Kevin Dixon at University of Virgin Islands, St. Croix campus.
Yeah, so I started at the university in 2009. I was able to work up the ranks in different organizations. I started, I think, as the public relations officer for Student Government Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up serving two terms as the president of the organization.
Mm-hmm. So when we used to come there for our
yes.
Forums and all that stuff, you were the one.
We were involved in planning
the
program.
Yeah, man. So you've had organizational background and all that stuff. And that's important, right?
Yes.
Okay, your discipline is what?
So my bachelor's degree is in business administration with a focus in marketing.
Yeah, I'm talking about this big one now, this PhD, this doctor thing.
So I did a doctor of business administration with a focus in leadership.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. So 2013, was your undergrad or 14?
So I graduated in 2014 from my undergrad.
Shauna Tucker. I went to school together. You done at UVA?
Yes.
She isn't here anymore. She's worked at Avis and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So now you're at Labor and you're a part of the team, and I can see how happy you are to be a part of this team. Miss LeBron looks out for you and all that stuff?
She does.
Does she apply the whip accordingly like she should from time to time?
She pulled me this morning.
I like that.
Please.
Yes. I like that. Now, the Labor Department is historically very, very important as it relates to our young people. It is the epicenter for summer employment. COVID-19 is here. You're 30 now. You ain't a baby no more. So now you're calling shots. What would you look at as your priority? Trying to get a program back in the fold because 2020, it didn't happen, right?
2020. It happened, but at a scaled down.
A scaled down level. We're trying to get it back to this new normal, whatever it is. What do you think the major hurdle right now as we look forward towards summer 2021 and employment here in the Virgin Islands under the labor umbrella?
Yeah, so the program this year may look a little different. Since I came on board, I reached out to past providers, employers, to see their comfort level in having our students. I did a survey of those employers. So far, as of today, we have about 72 employers who are interested in having students. So we made sure that they have the proper PPEs to protect our students. We asked how they would like the program delivery. Most of them wanted the in-person still. Some of them wanted a hybrid of virtual and in-person, and a small percentage wanted virtual. So it may look a little bit different this year, but we're definitely moving forward with the program.
Okay, good.
And PPE, personal protective equipment. Yeah. I know Kevin's your favorite. Dr. Dixon's your favorite, because you would have corrected me a long time ago.
Ms. LeBron, you know I'm fond of you. And that hurts me to know that you would think that Kevin Dixon could just walk in the door 3 weeks ago and I would abandon you like that.
In particular, when
he just abandoned someone very near and dear to me. Barbara Jackson McIntosh, Doug Nixon.
Oh, I was about to tell you, like, whoa, made it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's my precious, you know what I'm saying?
We love her too, though.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
We
you know
love
what I'm
her.
So I'm just
She means
her.
Business, just like yeah. labor.
Yeah, I like
labor means business.
That's right. I like that. You're good, you know. You're real good. How's the commissioner doing, by the way? You doing good?
The commissioner is doing awesome. Always on.
He got a second shot because he wasn't even here. Hey. I got the first one, so he got the primer. So he did
he
get
sure
the booster.
He sure did, and okay. He WhatsApped us his picture to make sure that
and,
we knew.
And no, but he said that yourself and you know the circle, mm-hmm. Looking out for him, make sure he's okay and all that stuff. So
he doesn't like to eat lunch, but it's okay.
Yeah,
mandatory. So as labor, we have to enforce that within ourselves.
That's right.
That we eat lunch.
That's right. So the labor department, Lime Tree. I want to talk about Lime Tree real quickly because we got a couple of minutes before
really,
the first
really
break.
Really quickly.
You know, I can be very honest. Mm-hmm. They carry the Virgin Islands in terms of. Tax collections, 2019, 2020, and now we're into 2021. And it was because of the reconstruction and the rebuild and all that stuff. And but the Labor Department, and I ask this question every time to the commissioner, you have a responsibility to make sure that as our major employer on the private side, that they live by the law, yeah. right? We don't care how much money they're generating for us, they're not getting any breaks.
Yeah, and so corporate responsibility and corporate citizens in many jurisdictions, they are the private citizens that help to fund a lot of the public activity.
That's right.
So the ethical issues that most governments face is there a trade-off? Is there a trade-off with the power and the sphere of influence that a lot of these corporate partners have mm-hmm. versus the public good and the public trust, the commons? So there is a delicate balance. There are commissions in place, not just to monitor the health and safety of our workers, but also the environment of our territory.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't give breaks. The Department of Labor can't give breaks because we're not just being held to a governmental checks and balances standard. We're also community members. So we have family that works at Lime Tree Bay. We have family that is pursuing careers in engineering. We have individuals that might not be our families, but they're our clients, and we deal with their on-the-job injuries. So when it comes to letting them off easy, it would take a lot of work on our part to ignore and to turn a blind eye because we have several units, whether it's based on occupational safety and health.
Mm-hmm.
Right, our labor relations to make sure that the workers' rights are being upheld, such as adequate meals and rest periods, because we know on-the-job injury goes up when those things aren't being monitored. So things like safety reports, February actually starts your incident and injury reports through OSHA, and that goes from February of that year to April of the following year. So mm-hmm. April 30th of the following year, we collect this information and we share it with the U.S. Department of Labor because that's how we're able to monitor the occurrence and then prevent the injuries that stop our workforce from being as dynamic as it is. So no breaks.
No. You actually, you crystallize it. no trade-off, but a delicate balance.
Definitely. And respect for all of the corporate responsible citizens out there that definitely bring what we need to the table to support our Virgin Islands.
Correct. And like we said, you know, they carried us, and we understand that, but there are no gifts along the way. Analyze this. Take our first break. We got Labor Department big shots here joining us today. We'll be back right after this.
New Year's resolutions, new financial plan. At Bank of St. Croix, we offer a suite of consumer and business services, including home and auto loans. With online banking, you can bank with us from anywhere 24/7. Bank of St. Croix has two locations, one in Gallows Bay, 340-773-8500, and one in Peter's Rest, 340-713-8500. Bank of St. Croix, bankofstcroix.com.
There's a new live jazz experience on public radio, Jazz Night in America. Exclusive concerts from around the country, conversations with artists, and video webcasts that give you the backstage pass. I'm Christian McBride. Join me right here on this station for Jazz Night in America.
Jazz Night in America, Fridays at 9 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, it's Maria, Maria Hinojosa from Latino USA. You have so much information at your fingertips. Don't you sometimes feel overwhelmed by it all? Here at Latino USA, we know that your time is valuable, which is why our team prides itself on producing original stories that you won't hear anywhere else. Check us out and share us with your friends and family. Thanks for listening.
Latino USA, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and again at 4 p.m. on WTJX 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we are back here on Analyze This, and we got Astia. Not Astia, right? Astia.
Yes.
LeBron here from the Department of Labor and Dr. Kevin Dixon in the house. Good morning, both of you.
And, buenos dias.
Again, the question that we just asked, the reason why I asked that is because the Labor Department, you guys pretty much serve as the arbiter between employer and employee.
Yeah, so we are the lead arbiter.
Yeah, you know, so you got to ask that question. And it's important that the employees respect the employer and the employer respect the employee. And if that isn't working out, at some point you're gonna have the crack, mm-hmm. and that's where
that's labor relations. That's healthy labor relations.
Exactly. And so we're grateful to have a reinvestment in infrastructure here in the Virgin. As a matter of fact, Kevin Dixon, let me ask you this question. I know you're here from the Department of Labor, but sometimes the audience likes to hear a personal story. 2012, when the plant shuttered, you were in UVA at that particular time. All right. Right? You went straight from high school to UVA, right?
Yeah.
Okay, graduate from where? Which high school?
St. Croix Educational Complex.
Okay, so VLA.
Yes.
What is this? Yes or no? The one that he'd run for solid time.
His daughter and I graduated the same year.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kiminis or?
Carissa.
Carissa?
Yeah.
Okay, Carissa, right? You're in UVA and you hear the plant shutting down. You felt it at UVA in terms of enrollment and all that stuff, don't know what happened there?
Oh, yeah. Definitely with enrollment. I think that's where a lot of the drops started happening.
Yeah. No, just put on the mic so you don't have to sit up straight. Okay, good. There we go.
Yeah, so I think around that time, we started to see a lot of dropping in enrollment around that time.
So you saw the impact of economics even while you were at UVA?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so now that you're at Labor, you're going to have summer students who gonna want to be working potentially at the refinery long term, right?
Yeah.
So how do we go about into getting our young people to understand the importance of getting that paper that we call it with the seal? Where you have two, you got two or three?
Well, four.
Four, yeah. I guess something tells me that you probably got more than that, yeah. Not the high school. I thought I can post high school. You got four since
Associates.
Associates, okay.
Bachelor's.
Master's, right? You get a master's where?
At
UVA.
Yeah. UPA?
No, MBA.
MBA.
Yeah.
What is this? I'm proud of you, man. Yeah, man. What's
your
acting all modest and all that thing? But when you're there in Soniel Baptist Church and got a microphone in your hand, you ain't got no modesty going on there with you. You running
things. You show off. You show off when you're there in your church.
Yeah, I'm coming on my show and I'm full of modesty.
That's where the blessings
come from. Yeah. So, but you had a feel for how our economics was impacted as a result of the shuttering of the plant.
Yes.
Okay. So now you're at labor. You have an obligation to make sure it stays open too, as well.
Yeah.
So we got to protect everything and all that stuff. OSHA. I know you're dealing with the summer thing and all that stuff, but you're going to be working your way into other areas as well at labor, right?
Yeah. So we'll all be collaborating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's a part of the framework that, and he had mentioned it with the PPE, the personal protective equipment.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we provide an integrated service when it comes to our programs. So whatever resources we have in house, as well as helping to connect other agencies with the coordinated service that they need to do as well. The department is really there to not only provide a service, but also sound the alarms when we see other issues arising within our claimants and clients.
Ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. Well,
exactly.
You know, that's right. I know. But today we really want to focus on young people. Right? Because
yes.
That's what Kevin Dixon is. I'm sorry. I know you believe you're old. You're 30 years old. You got a lot of papers and all that stuff. Soon to be 30 and all that stuff. You're born in 91.
Yes.
What is this? I old ya.
Me too, my son.
Jesus.
21.
Red. Man. St. Gray?
No, St. Kitts.
St. Kitts. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sugar City.
Sandy Point or
Sandy Point.
Well. Yeah. All the scholars. You said the scholars come from Sandy Point. Nelambori and all that come out of Sandy Point. I saw my boy last night. Positive Nelson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he found Saddlers, though.
Yeah.
He found Saddlers. Yeah, I like to tease him, but I don't know. As a matter of fact, I had a joke here, but we're going to talk about that some other time, right? We're saying, here's Anivis. But.
Shout out to Anivis.
Yes, I digress. The young people, your imprint, what do you want your imprint to be on them? This first summer, you got to have some personal goals that you want to fold into the department's goal. What do you want that to be?
Yeah, so we're increasing the amount of students we're serving this year.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, I think we serve about 720, 30 students.
And territory-wide.
So, territory-wide. Mm-hmm. And so this year, we're aiming to serve 818 students.
Okay. Yeah. So what percentage are you trying to factor in? Is that 10%, 10, 15% more than... You know? Just analyze this on the
subject.
Sure, I know.
You know what I mean? You said seven, how much last year?
I think it was about 730.
730. Mm-hmm. I know you want to get to 818.
Yeah.
You even break it down to the to single digit, not a 10 spot, not an 820, 818.
Yeah.
So
because
seven.
Numbers never lie.
Seven, that's right. 730 to 818. That's 88, right? 88 out of 730. That's about.
That's
12%. 13%. Mm-hmm. Dang bad. Well, how did you settle on 818? What was it about that you saw?
So based on our budget we got this year, in previous years, we usually have service providers provide career development for our 14 and 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided this year we're going to do it in-house.
Okay.
So we are serving about 200 of those in that age group.
So 200 out of the 818?
Correct.
Okay, so the other 618 are going to be designated as what?
So that's for the summer employment program and a LIFT program.
Okay.
This year also, we're increasing the amount of LIFT students from 30 to 50. So
you walk in the door and the number just goes up?
Well, thankful we have a good, have a lot of support from my director and the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and our budget has increased
mm-hmm.
Thanks to the legislature.
Say that a little louder because people don't give them enough credit.
Yeah, our budget has definitely increased. Yeah. I think this year for our summer programs, we have about $968,000 to spend.
Okay, that's good. Now, Mr. LeBron, first thing I want to do is, you notice, did you train him or did he come with this we? Because he's really good on promoting team, which is excellent.
Well, he keeps looking at me as if I told him to, but
it's a compliment.
He's very experienced. Mm-hmm. He told you he's been in student government just like myself. I mean, being the president of the Black Student Union at Pace University. Pace University in New York. Yes.
No. Westchester or downtown?
Westchester.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Environmental site.
I beg your pardon.
But I think that
Yonkers.
Let's not talk about that. But from hearing him from the BMV and seeing a lot of the work that was coming out, when I heard Kevin Dixon, I was like, is he coming to replace me? No, it's not something. But he's very dynamic in that he can connect with the youth on the level of, well, mentorship. Those basic integral success core skill developments that need to happen. You know, that's going to happen from Dr. Dixon. And even furthering the agenda and the mission of the department, we have to have folks that know how to administer, record, and actually do the work to run the program. Not just the public relations, but actually do the work. Like I tell you, public relations is fun. There's no real work. No, I'm joking. But at the end of the day, you know, we're able to put out promo and to truly recruit because we have a solid foundation. We have a plan. We have a safety net for your children when they come to us, speaking directly to parents as a parent. And so having that within a partner and a colleague is something that actually makes me feel a lot more secure as far as my future is as a Virgin Islander, having a child, having a youth. Knowing that I have, you know, a colleague like this, it makes me want to work even harder and promote even more so. So I think he's the one that's actually brought a lot of encouragement to me. Thank you, Dr. Dixon.
Man. You're infusing good vibes, man. You're good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
340-718-4555, 340-718 if you have a question for Dr. Kevin Dixon or Miss Astia LeBron.
Can I mention a training that we will be having?
Can you mention it? It's your show.
I said can and I just kept going.
Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah,
but we have our apprenticeship council members that have just met on February 12th. And on February 26th, Workforce 180, in partnership with the Department of Labor, will be hosting a training on the job training programs, resources available from the department, best practices for employers, as well as learning more about apprenticeship in the Virgin Islands. Okay. So come on out February 26th. And by come on out, I mean check us out on our online webinar platform. Mm-hmm. You can go to www.vidol.gov to register. We actually have the registration link. www.vidol.gov.
There you go.
And that's our website where you can get all of our information, whether you want to register for UI or you want to find out some more information as an employer as to how you can participate in any of our training programs and get research resources to develop a workforce of the future today.
I like that. So Dixon, you go put on your shades. Like your whole name, your hand, you put on your shades.
So I do want to share the
follow up. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the application window is open for our summer programs. Mm-hmm. The LIFT program is for college juniors, seniors, and recent graduates. So that'll be an 8-week program. It's a very selective program. So it's going to be 50 individuals territory wide this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the deadline is March 31st. And then we
transfer day. That's a holiday or no? So. But we're doing things online, so it don't really matter, right?
Correct. So okay. The application is available on our website.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also, the summer program is for individuals between 14 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in school or out of school. And that application deadline is April 23rd.
Break down the 818. Itemize it so the public have a feel for what is what number is attached to this particular the group. 818 is a big number. Lift program is how much?
Sure, it's going to be
the targets.
50.
Yes.
Right? And, okay, and that's so we dunked to 768. What's the next number? What's the next big number?
So 200 for the 14 and 15 year old.
200 for 14 and 15. So we dunked to 568 now. Yes.
And so that'll be the rest of the summer.
The remainder of the program. So it's really three sections, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So 800 again. That's the target.
That's
right?
The target. Yeah.
Now, if the legislature was to say we had more money, do you have the capacity to handle that, or would you have to let them know? With all due respect, load has to be factored in because you got a service to deliver.
Yeah. So from my experience or from what I've heard, mm-hmm. we usually have more than applications than that. Mm-hmm. If we do have more money, of course, mm-hmm. I think we can definitely serve more individuals.
Okay, good. So as it stands right now, the floor is 818 yes. based on budget.
Correct.
Okay, good.
I think it's also based on the at-risk youth data.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's very important for us to look at planning with our targets in mind. So the reason why we have targets is because if we don't meet those targets, we're able to blend and possibly expand other programs. But for the most part, when we hear that number, it's not just a number that we picked because a budget was associated. It's actually more research, and it depends on a lot of other checks and balances, such as our Workforce Investment Board or our Workforce Development Board, which mm-hmm. has been renamed. We also have our Apprenticeship Council, who goes into building out those key sectors mapped out from the Workforce Investment Board, Workforce Development Board, down to our providers that we have. A lot of the providers that we have for on-the-job training programs, for work, earn, and learn programs, and adult programs that target adults that are at-risk employees or job seekers, we want to make sure that we're creating equity. So there are youth out there that would like to work, but they fall within a certain margin that might not be the same as other youth. Let's just say that. So we want to cater to the youth that have the hardest time getting employment, so the biggest barriers. And we also want to make sure that we help those individuals to overcome situations that affect us all, right? Whether we have youth that are working or not. So we look at our crime rates, we look at the volatile situations within certain households, and what we do as a department is we provide a social service, but we also provide a humanitarian service, if you will, because we don't just want to provide youth with summer employment to gain income. We want them to gain skills. We want them to gain a networking resource so that whatever situation they are in, whether it's the worst of the worst, whether they're in poverty, they can emerge and they can break any barriers to livelihood that they will encounter because of their predisposition. So that predisposition is where you come from. I mean, I'm not going to say that I came from the worst place on the island, but I grew up in Adventure Hill. I don't know if you guys know about hurricane housing, and sometimes they gave us opportunities to live in a home and rent to own it. But the surrounding neighborhoods, whether it was Mutual Homes, the Paradise Projects that mm-hmm. are now Louis Brown, there's so much factors that you have to consider when we are assessing the summer employment and giving resources. We want to make sure that everyone gets the resource, but we want to make sure that we hit our targets so specifically that we see a social change come about each program that we launch within the department.
But so then you got the
it's a framework.
Yeah, but the delicate balance that we spoke about with Lime Tree, it should also apply to the Department of Labor.
Exactly.
Just because somebody, a child may be of means, shouldn't serve as a deterrent for them wanting to be a part of the program.
And it doesn't. But what we find, right, mm-hmm. is with our targets, we tend to serve everyone, right? We don't ever say, well, you have it, you have a high enough standard of living that you don't get to come into our programs.
Or that you're disqualified.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what we do try to get our partners to understand, such as the Senate, such as other forms of employers and providers, is that we do want to make sure that these targets hit those individuals that are the hardest to employ, because their future also depends on it. Correct. So the way we target our youth, for the most part, is we do go through those different avenues of where these individuals are. So that's important, too, as a society to understand.
Of course, because when we come back, we can tap into a question here for Mr. Dixon as it relates to FBLA. You are part of that, right?
Not really.
No? You never deal with future business? Well, it had some kind of program at UVA with a business program? With a student?
You wasn't accountants on the rise? That's what that sounds like.
Let me come back and delve into that some more. Department of Labor here in the house. We'll be back right after this.
Ago, halfway around the world, the day has already begun.
Tens of thousands of people in Venezuela.
Britain is leaving the European Union.
Everyone was just running. People were crying. They were in tears. And we didn't know what was happening. Police kept telling us to move back, move back.
The thousands of protesters marched along a route.
When you need to know where the world went while you weren't looking. Morning Edition. Listen every morning.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 6 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
On Point represents democracy in action every day with the sharpest guests and the sharpest listener calls. Our audiences often know as much as we do, connecting us in ways you won't find anywhere else. I'm David Folkenflik. Hear what you don't always see. Join Meghna Chakrabarty and me for the next On Point.
On Point weekdays at 11 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday. It gives me great pleasure when I hear from someone like you who listens to our show and they say, you know, I was in a bad frame of mind when I got up, but I listened to your show and I'm not now. I think I can face the world. And then I heard something on your show that kind of changed my mind, changed my heart. I think that's why we're in business. Weekend Edition Saturday. Listen every weekend.
Weekend Edition Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we are back here, analyze this. So you got all these degrees. We got Dr. Kevin Gibson, Kevin Dixon. He's a doctor now. And Ms. Astella Brown. You got all these business degrees. When you've been in high school, you knew then that you wanted to do business from high school?
I was between business and computer science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, at the high school level, you got the Future Business Leaders of America, right? That's what it is, right? FBLA?
Yes. Yeah.
Existed a complex, but you weren't a part of it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, you didn't need to be a part of it because look at you now. How you like me now? You know what I'm saying?
He's definitely like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Very confident.
When did you know that that you know you were gonna take this tangential move from BMV to labor?
So it's interesting because. Before I went to BMV 2 years ago, around the same time, I had showed interest in this position.
Okay.
And so, but the BMV came through first.
Yeah.
So I decided to stay there and support Director McIntosh.
Yeah.
But then I heard the individuals in this position had left. So
okay.
I did show interest.
So this is like a passion for you then. This is personal, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay. That's good. That's good. And the first 3 weeks been good?
It's been really good, yeah.
Yeah. So you came out with Martin Luther King Day the day after or the week after?
February 1st.
Oh, February 1st. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, the Monday, February the 1st.
Yeah.
That's cool. So if we didn't have COVID, what would be the difference between how the program is manifesting itself in 2021 as opposed to what it is now? What would be different in, based on what you're seeing?
Yeah, I think it would have been a traditional program, meaning in person for mm-hmm. everyone. But I think this year is going to be, mostly is going to be in person, but some is going to be a hybrid of virtual and in person.
Okay,
based
good.
On the employer.
Now, let's say we get back to the new normal and people are more comfortable, you know, the herd immunity is realized and all that stuff. What do you think would be the difference between February 2021 and February 2022 going into next year's summer?
I mean, so I think this virtual workspace is going to be a part of our future.
Part of the new norm.
Yeah. So I think based on the employers, it may be part of our programs going forward.
Okay. Ms. LeBrand, the relationship between the Department of Labor and Education, I don't know what it is. I would hope that it is very, very good for obvious reasons. Is the department looking at speaking with principals to make sure that the children, you know, our children understand that, you know, seeking summer employment is a good thing, not only necessary, but just good for them and their development as young people?
Yes, so there's several relationships that we foster between the Department of Education and the Department of Labor, because the Cradle to Career framework that the governor has charged all agencies, not just our two integral agencies with, is to make sure that when we address a situation within a lifespan of an individual,
mm-hmm.
we want to make sure that they have the core skills and opportunities to help them sustain themselves. Because in essence, that's what you do as government, right? You allow the resources to compile, right? That's what taxes are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we disperse them. And it's based on not only your ability and your skill, but also your need. And that's where we get equity. So for us, I think it's more about, I don't want to say casting a wide net, but everyone that comes to the department as a client is seen as an individual that has needs to be met. So if you come with a lower than average reading level without the core skills of pedagogy, that primary education, then it's our responsibility to coordinate that service for you. So having a connection to adult education, also things like Jobs for America's Graduates, that's a program that's housed within the Department of Education, but it's a program that's run through the Department of Labor. So there's a lot of collaborative relationships that exist, and the communication that we have with the Department of Education is through our workforce development. So, I mean, I know I gave you a lot of background, but what does that mean for the Skills for Today program, mm-hmm. for example, that we were talking about in the Senate? What does that mean for even our youth programs, like you're mentioning, our recruitment and our promotion? Well, for us, and something that I really encourage, is just applying and registering for VUES and becoming a part of that net that we're casting, that network. Because the truth is, if you can be on Facebook and social media, you realize that the networking ability, whether you are a Virgin Islander abroad or whether you are someone local that's just trying to find job seekers, we know that being a part of databases and creating work searches or search engines in general that target our population help us to continue and see when resources are available. So for us, our integration with education, not just meeting them on a level of having a relationship with them, it also goes with tracking students, finding their progress, and then understanding what our relationship needs to be like moving forward. So to crystallize that, remember, we've had two instances within the past 30 years of cataclysmic storms that have caused a lot of devastation. What we found is that between Hugo and these storms, those 30 years, the graduation rates for our high school seniors has dropped so much that there is about 1,000 people affected, about 1,000 people affected every year since then. Mm-hmm. So that's 30,000 people, let's just say, right? So for us, we were able to get that information based on the data that the Department of Education houses. So the way that we're able to strategize is based on that net, that network. So for the department, what we've been doing is we've been investing in a lot of databases and workforce systems, not only to help people get connected with employers, but also to track the progress and to track the deficits that we have as a society. That's the way workforce development works. The Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us, and the census tells us, what our issues are. And it's up to us to use the formula and the equation to project the strategic changes that need to be made. So what is the relationship between us and the Department of Education? I would say we have a great one, because when it comes time to speak about the coffers of the government and how we've been charged by the Office of the Governor to fulfill the mandate of serving his people, our people, we're able to do that together. And even though it might seem as if, you know, we have different personalities and characteristics, when it comes to serving our youth and when it comes to serving the overall population's educational and workforce needs, we have to do it together. That's our relationship. Joined at the hip forever.
No, you hit the nail on the head. That was full crystallization there. Dr. Dixon, the local Department of Labor, in effect, is an extension of the U.S. Department of Labor.
Yes.
Is there any federal support for summer programs?
Yeah, so we do have the Workforce Investment Opportunity funding from the U.S. Department of Labor. Mm-hmm. And so that requires us to put funding toward about 75% towards at-risk youth. So those who are out of school, and about 25% to those in school. So some funding is going to support the summer programs.
We got ballpark figure, dollar figure?
It's about $60,000 this year.
$60,000?
To support the...
And I'm a kind of skimpy.
Yeah, we use our funding throughout the year to support our other programs. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, we have a Work, Learn, and Earn program that we're starting. We're hoping to start a cohort next month. Mm-hmm. It's for out of school youth between 17 and 24. And we match them with employers for about 12 weeks.
Okay.
So, and we pay them.
So when the summer done and you compile all the data for the summer work, you got work to do between September and June.
Yeah, we're also going to be expanding our program offerings. Mm-hmm. So since I came on board, we're looking at, you know, doing some stuff with entrepreneurship. So entrepreneurship boot camp, leadership and career development conference, mm-hmm. And just different initiatives, training throughout the year. One of the first training we're going to do is to help those students to apply for the summer programs. We're going to do a resume writing workshop.
Okay.
That's tentatively scheduled for March 19th.
And that's for everybody? Or?
That's for it's open to everyone.
Yeah.
Of course, those individuals who don't have a resume, I think, will definitely benefit from that too. So they can apply for the summer programs.
No, man, I like that. No. And then next, Ms. LeBron, resume writing.
My resume has lasted me from since my summer employment until my governmental employment. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing my Lyft program shirt because clearly the Lyft program works. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. How much of us, you know, on top right now?
No, that's awesome. Well, for me, just writing, because I like to write. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, resume writing, you know, you're pretty much selling yourself.
Correct.
Right? That's what you're doing there. So a lot of people, some people just don't like to do it, and some people are inherently just shy to begin with, so they're not into marketing themselves. But let's face it, in a capitalistic society, marketing is an important part of the whole structure of getting into the
PR.
Mix. Yeah. You got to do that. So we're going to wrap up the conversation. Ms. LeBron, how is the Department of Labor in general?
The Department of Labor in general is awesome, and we're stacking up our virtual office spaces. Mm-hmm. So one of those virtual spaces that you can check out is the MyUI portal. You can go to www.vidol.gov to apply for UI today. It'll take you straight to the portal where you can get direct deposit.
Interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you can go directly to that website by visiting https://forward/ So that's two of those slashes forward. Mm-hmm. MyUIClaim.vi.gov. Okay.
MyUIClaim. Claim, okay.
And that's one word, MUICLAIM.VI.gov.
Okay.
All right. And we took down our old application January 25th. So this has been up for some time. There's been a press release out on that. So make sure that you sign up and register for My UI Claim today.
Any new assistance programs? Because I know you had a number of them in 2020, about 7-8 of them. And one was supposed to launch in January.
Well, I think LWAP is something that folks, the last program that folks were looking at, there is the MEUC, the Mixed Earner Unemployment Compensation Program. Mm-hmm. So we will be administering that. However, those are not, you don't apply for those. These are expansions that once you are eligible, we send you the paperwork so that you can qualify and then we move forward. Because remember, unemployment is not, some people understand that it's based on need, mm-hmm. but other people that aren't as experienced with the system feel that, well, you know, if I can get something, let me try. A lot of times those situations end in fraud. So you would be alerted immediately of your eligibility to unemployment assistance by your employer, especially.
Okay? And the Labor Department has an obligation to protect people from themselves.
And we have that obligation as well. Well put. But today,
I learned nothing in the legislature.
Teaches us a lot.
Lorraine Berry said, sometimes you got to protect people from themselves.
That is so true. And you know, you mentioned that people don't give the legislature enough credit. What the credit is that the legislature deserves? They deserve to look at every single thing that was wrong when they started day one.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, see what has gone right. Because they'll never say thank you directly. But people like me that get to benefit and live a healthy life and actually know about it, when we get to the top, we're going to scream those names like Carol Burke, who founded the LIFT program, by the way.
That's right. That's right.
She
graduated from St. Dunstan's, too.
You see? So, and there you go, St. Dunstan's. If Iowa didn't have that alma mater-esque.
That's right.
Then who would have known about St. Dunstan's?
That's right. That's right.
But views. Apply for views today, all right? That's www.vidolviews.org mm-hmm. so that you can apply for a job and get connected with the best employers that the Virgin Islands has to offer.
Awesome. And finally, Dr. Dixon, again, congratulations. The summer program, summer employment starts when? Target date?
So for the LIFT program, mm-hmm. we're starting in May.
May.
And for the other program, it's going to be June.
May and June, respectively. Yeah. You're coming back before then?
Definitely.
Okay, good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I mean, but done with the modesty thing when you come back next time, okay?
We're working on that. Okay. We're working on that.
Okay. Sandy Point Massive, you know what I mean? Enough of that, you know what I mean? Embrace the Sunday Baptist Church, the singing before we get into the service mentality when you just grab the microphone and run things, okay?
Okay, no problem.
But I'm glad to see you. It was a pleasant surprise. I appreciate that. That's good. And Barbara Jackson McIntyre, don't worry. you groomed him well. You groomed him well. And he's done his job. Thank you, Astia LeBron and Dr. KD. You know what I'm saying? Not Kevin Durant, right? Kevin Dixon, right? Good to have you here. The Labor Department making their monthly appearance here on Analyze This, February 2021. Thank you for both of you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You got it. Yeah, great show today. We had Ms. Olima Lake to start the show, and of course we wrapped up with two brilliant Virgin Islanders who work at a very important department that makes sure that labor laws are protected, compile employment data, job training, protecting us from ourselves. You know, even though the federal government, has made some programs available, financial programs available for us, we're trying to minimize, if not completely eliminate, eradicate, kill any fraud that might be taking place. And, of course, unemployment insurance is very, very important. Don't be afraid to call the department. 773-1994. That number still good?
Yes, sir. And also 776-3700 on the island of St. Thomas.
Good thing.
And happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. And on Monday, happy Virgin Islands Black History Month, because that starts on Monday, March the 1st. We only got 28 days in February this year. Another show in the books, man. So let me get our music going. Thank you, Miss Lake. And, of course, thank you to the young Virgin Islanders, like they were saying, St. Thomas. Virgin Islanders, Kevin Dixon, and Astell LeBron from the Department of Labor. Gary Malloy, you did good. You did good. I got your credit. You really did good here with these two. You and Nisha, right? Or Keisha? Nisha is the first name, right? Yeah, Christensen, Hendricks, and all that good stuff. Another show in the books. Talk to you tomorrow. Be good. Be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect that of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.